brazy, do the mumble like a crazy rhythm.
Welcome to another episode of The Italian Gamer. I'm your host, Joe Amadeo, and tonight I am bringing you another full episode of video game news, what I'm playing this week, and much more. To start off the top of the hour, I'm going to explain just some of the few things we're going to do. This week, we're going to talk about the controversy surrounding GameStop. Ooh, Resident Evil Village announced a vampire lady. Spooky. And then finally, Nintendo announced the Animal Crossing Festivale, which is going to be this big event in the game. In the next portion of the show, the playlist, I'll be talking about Coffee Talk and more Crypt of the NecroDancer. And then finally, I'm going to end the show with a positive quote for all of you guys out there, because it's only a positive podcast. No negativity here. All right, let's get started with the show. Going into the news week. Again, I will have the full transitions in the full version of the podcast. So if you're not listening now, then you'll hear transitions around then. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump right in. So welcome to the Newsweek portion of the show. Tonight, we're going to talk about some interesting things that happened this week, starting with GameStop. This GameStop story happened earlier this week, and it really surprised a lot of people. So for those of you that don't know, GameStop is a company that's been around for years. It's, you know, a store where people go and buy video games. They trade in their old games for a quarter. Just kidding, not really a quarter. But I don't know if you guys ever see like internet memes where it'll say like, oh, you have 45 games you're trading in. Best I could do is $1. And GameStop is infamously known for that. But they're a very popular chain. They're a very popular store. I shop there frequently. Recently, though, with the rise of digital video games, GameStop's been forced to adapt to the culture, adapt to this technology, and they've been going more of it. They've been coming more and more of a digital storefront. For example, I would go there and I would buy Nintendo Switch games. Codes, and then because of their like reward system, I could get points for those purchases, and then I could redeem those points for GameStop gift cards. That's one way that you could shop at GameStop with their digital like membership system. But anyway, unfortunately though, GameStop hasn't been doing well with their stocks, and they've been laying off employees, they've been closing stores. They're on the stock market. They haven't been doing that great. And I found an article on Wilkes.com, and this article, which I'll link in the Discord, it talks more about like what happened with this GameStop story. I guess what was happening is that people were shorting GameStop's stock, and shorting a stock is basically you're betting on stock losing its value, according to Wilkes.com. If stock becomes less valuable, then the person who shorts it makes money. If that stock becomes more valuable, then the person who shorted it loses their investment and must pay out the money the stock makes over its initial value. So if you short a stock that's worth $10 and it goes up to $15, then you owe $5. If you held on to that stock and it continued to grow to $45, you would owe $35, and so on and so forth. There's a limit, according to Wilkes.com, to how long you can hold to a stock if you've shorted it. So if the stock is at a very high value when time runs out, you could find yourself owing a lot of money. So what ended up happening was people on Reddit, on r/WallStreetBets, this is a Reddit that's very focused on trading stocks. And what ended up happening was they opened a thread about talking about the GameStop stock. And a bunch of users decided to, according to Wilkes.com, go against the grain and became increasingly popular. The basis of the idea is that lots of people bought GameStop stock as through its invaluable. So basically what they were doing was they were just buying as much GameStop stock as they could. And this would come at the expense of people who decided to short it. So as GameStop's value of its stock kept increasing, all of these people that bet on GameStop losing money ended up owing lots and lots of money. GameStop's value was at $3.95 a share. On Wednesday, it's valued at $342.87 a share. That is crazy. That's so, imagine how many people now owe all this money because they shorted the stock. I mean, this is insane. According to Wilkes.com, according to what they say, if the current trend in GameStop stock continues, the investors who initially shorted that stock will owe a truly massive amount of money. When they run out of time, they can hold on to it. About 71 million GameStop shares are currently shorted. To date, those bets have cost investors about $6.12 billion, including a loss of $2.79 billion on Monday alone. This is crazy. And a lot of people are talking about this, and it's been a huge conversation all over the world. I mean, at least in the United States, in offices. I mean, this, no one suspected this. And it's just crazy to think that a small community of Reddit users came together and did this. I mean, this is interesting, and I'm curious to see how this will change the stock market moving forward. I'm not very familiar with stocks and finance, but hearing this story really got me interested in learning more about it. And I'm curious to see what ends up happening with GameStop and what they end up doing. So that's the first story for this week. The second story that I'm going to talk about is the vampire lady in Resident Evil Village. So according to, I have another website right here that I'm going to be sharing. According to GamesRadar.com, Resident Evil Village announced a new character, and her name is Lady, I'm going to probably pronounce this horribly, but her name is Lady Dimitrescu. And she's this very tall vampire lady. She wears a big sun hat. She has this dress on and these giant earrings. And it's really interesting because she ended up becoming a meme online. People are like freaking out over how she looks and how like great she looks. And people are drawing her. They're replacing her with like other versions of other characters. But she's becoming an internet sensation, Lady Dimitrescu or something like that. And this has happened in a trailer. She says something in the trailer, and this is what people on the internet are talking about. So I'll just try to read it. This is what Lady D, I'll call her Lady D for now. What Lady D says to the trailer. Mother Miranda, I regret to inform you that Ethan Winters has escaped that fool Heisenberg because he is in my castle and has already proven too much for my daughters to handle. When I find him, no. Yes, of course. I understand the importance of the ceremony. End quote. So from that quote alone, we learned a few things. One, that Ethan Winters is the main character in Resident Evil Village, which is pretty cool because for those of you that may have played Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, Ethan Winters was the main character in that game. So it's really cool to see that he's coming back. Lady D also mentions a few other things, that the game takes place in a castle and that Ethan's running around causing a rampage in this castle. So in the first game, we had a mansion and then the mansion grounds are in Resident Evil 7. And now we're going from that to a castle. So this huge place with corridors and dead ends and secret passages. I can't wait. And then finally, she talks about her daughters. So I guess like in Resident Evil 7, we had a family of people that we had to defeat. So maybe this time around, it's all of these daughters that we have to defeat. It's very interesting to see what happens. And then finally, they talk about a ceremony. I'm very curious to see what this ceremony is. Maybe the game is slowly going to build up to this ultimate ceremony, and it's going to be this crazy boss battle, and we're probably going to have to like fight something, and I'm just so excited. Resident Evil is a great series, and I am just beyond excited seeing this Mother Miranda, this Lady D character. I mean, the game looks phenomenal. I cannot wait. So that's the big news for Resident Evil Village. I don't know when the game is getting released. According to GamesRadar.com, they mostly just talk about the backstory and how it's connected to Resident Evil 7. I'm scrolling through it really quick, and I don't really see any quotes yet for any release date. So I might post in the Discord when I see a release date for it. But yeah, that was some really exciting news, and I can't wait to see what's in store for us when it comes to Resident Evil Village. And the final story that I'm going to be talking about today is Animal Crossing's new update for the festival. And this is something that I'm really excited to talk about. I'm a big Animal Crossing New Horizons player, and the Festivale is coming out soon. This is part of the version 1.7 update. According to AnimalCrossingWorld.com, the festival update comes with new furniture items and a bunch of new like stuff you can do with it. So the festival event takes place between February 1st and February 15th. So it's basically going to start this upcoming Monday. And then you have from Monday to the 15th. So basically you have 2 weeks to collect all the items. The first way you can get them is you can purchase them from Nook's Cranny. So if you have the Nook's Cranny shop, Timmy and Tommy are selling festival items, including like a stage, for example. Another character will be in town on February 15th. The character's name is Pave, and they are a bird, and they are dressed up in all these beautiful feathers, and it's kind of adorable, actually. According to the article, AnimalCrossingWorld.com, you'll be able to obtain festival set furniture items from Pave by trading feathers with him. During the event, feathers will float down from the sky across your island. You can catch them with your net. In addition, the Festivale float furniture item can be exclusively obtained from trading 3 rainbow feathers with Pave after collecting all 9 other festival furniture items. So this should be fun. It'll give the opportunity to give players more of a incentive to collect all these themed furniture items. I think it's really exciting to see that Animal Crossing is really going all in on these types of furniture items. Real quickly, I'm going to just power through the list. We have a new float design. We have a balloon lamp. We have a confetti machine that shoots out confetti. A drum, a festival flag, a festive garland, a festival lamp, a parasol, a stage that's lit up at night, a stall, a festive float, and I believe that's all. I'm really excited for this event, and I can't wait to be able to collect everything. I'm a huge Animal Crossing fan. I've been playing New Horizons like crazy. I think I have over 200 hours, and this is not even compared to my friends. My friends have like upwards of 700 to 900 hours in Animal Crossing, and I have to give them credit and massive props for being able to play that game for that many hours. But yeah, Animal Crossing is a great game. It's super chill, and I can't wait for that event. And that concludes the news portion of this week. We had some really interesting announcements, and I'm excited to continue following games and sharing it with you all. Now we're going to jump into the playlist portion of the show. Cue transition, which we can't hear right now, so I'll just do a drum roll. The next portion of the show is called The Playlist, and this is where I talk about games that I've played this week, and of course anyone else that's interested in guest starring on the show. I'll be continuing to post on the Discord if anyone would like to guest star on the show. Feel free to let me know, and we can talk about it. If you do guest star on the show, then you'll get to be shared everywhere across the universe. Maybe aliens in the sky will be hearing us talk about video games. Maybe they have their own Switches. I don't know. Anyway, the games I've been playing this week are Coffee Talk. That is a really fun game. Coffee Talk is a game. It's really interesting. It's kind of a visual novel. You basically own a coffee shop and you're a barista. The entire game takes place in the first-person perspective, and it's a fantasy world. So you have humans, but then you also have like orcs. You have fish people. You have aliens. You have all kinds of characters. You have vampires. You have werewolves, by the way, which are really sexy. Gotta love a good werewolf. I was Team Jacob back in the Twilight days, by the way. So anyway. You have all these really cool characters, and they all come into your shop and they ask for coffee, and that's when the gameplay starts to happen. They won't say exactly what they want. Imagine being a barista, by the way, at this shop and having a player just be like, give me something sweet with milk in it. Like, it's going to be really hard to imagine being that barista and being like, okay. And that's how the customers will say. Sometimes we'll get a customer that'll be like, give me a triple shot espresso. And that's easy, because in the game, like, the way they do the ingredients is that they're very obvious. Like, you have coffee, you have choco powder, you have like milk, you have tea, you have green tea, and then you have like your spices, like ginger, lemon, honey, sugar, and so on and so forth. And the way it works is that you can only pick 3 ingredients at a time, and then you can combine these ingredients to create drinks. and you'll have like a, your phone in the game has a recipe book where you can unlock new recipes by experimenting. So you could actually serve someone the wrong drink and get like a reaction from them. I haven't actually tried purposely serving someone the wrong drink, but I'm curious to see how that works. I'm imagining that either your relationship will go up or down. So far in my experience, if you give someone a drink and they like the drink, then it improves your relationship with them on the in-game social network. And it gives you the opportunity to see more of this character's backstory. You also unlock in-game art, which shows like comics and stuff about like more character backstories. So it's a really cool game. It's really cute. The game takes place over the course of several days. And so far, I think I have about 5 hours into the game. And I'm playing leisurely. Like I'm playing with a few fellow Discord users that are in here. And shout out to Josh, by the way. But yeah, I mean, it's really fun, and the game was $12, and I'm 5 hours in. I mean, it's really, really good and really fun for your bang for your buck. So I definitely recommend Coffee Talk. It definitely is the epitome of chill. The more I play it, the more I love like the vibe. Every day in the game, it's raining, so you have this consistent like ambiance of just chill. And I think what makes it so effective is the music. It's like this smooth jazz kind of feel. The game is very animated. You'll see the rain falling. Characters move. Even though they're pixelated, they blink, they move, they look, their eyes turn. Whoever designed and animated the pixel graphics of this game did a beautiful job. Just fantastic. And yeah, the game, it's I can't recommend it enough. Coffee Talk is a great game. Every time I play it, it makes me crave Starbucks and a cookie or something. I find myself gaining weight because I'm playing Coffee Talk so much. I think what makes the game so effective as well are the lessons. So you'll be playing the game and characters will have stories. For example, there's one like Romeo and Juliet type of story where two characters are in a relationship and they've been in the relationship for like 7 years. And the relationship has its ups and downs. But one big like down is that both characters' families do not support them dating. So they've been dating this whole time and they've been struggling because the families of these two characters don't like each other. So it's really a struggle. Another story that we've seen is like a divorce story that has to do with like someone getting divorced and then they come back to their town and they reconnect with an old friend and they hit it off. Another story is about a girl that's trying to find like her confidence. Another story is about like an astronaut that's trying to find love. Another story is about a writer who's just trying to write stories and stay afloat. And she's writing her own book. And all of these stories are connected and they all come together. And it's really cool getting the opportunity to play through this game. I sometimes feel like I'm not playing a game. I feel like I'm watching real people. And it's like watching a show or like watching people that are really going through struggles. The characters in the game do feel like they are coming to life, and I really do feel like I'm learning lessons. One big lesson that I learned from the game is a really good quote, which I have in the poetry corner of my Discord. I'm going to try to find it real quick. Let's see, where did I put it? Do I have it? If I don't find it, I'll just have to like paraphrase it, because it's a really beautiful quote, and I can't. Okay, I found it. Love is like a flame. It may burn fiercely at the beginning of a relationship, but you have to maintain it to keep it alive. A relationship can't survive on love alone. And that's from my favorite character, the werewolf. He's really sexy. But anyway, what makes this quote really effective, I think, is that for those of you that, you know, maybe in a relationship or, you know, you're maybe struggling with the ups and downs of a relationship, it's true. I mean, relationships have their ups and downs. Love is like a flame, and and it does help the relationship, but there has to be maintenance. There has to be communication. There has to be, you have to be able to communicate with a partner. If something's bothering you, sit them down and tell them, hey, this is bothering me. We can do this together. Don't internalize things. Don't let yourself explode and then break up with the person. Like, sit them down and tell them. And if they love you, chances are they might change and they might actually improve, but you'll never know, and they'll never know if you don't say anything. So that's one of the things I love about that quote. I'll say it one more time. Love is like a flame. It may burn fiercely at the beginning of a relationship, but you have to maintain it to keep it alive. A relationship can't survive on love alone. It's a great quote, and I absolutely loved it. And yeah, Coffee Talk, like I said, it's a very fantastic game. I am loving it. It's never been so much more fun being a barista and serving coffee to people. I love it. And it's actually given me inspiration to go to Starbucks and try different drinks. A lot of characters recommend all these different crazy drinks that exist in real life. And I find myself going to Starbucks, and instead of getting my usual hot caramel macchiato, I might get like a chai tea latte, or I might like try something completely new on the menu that I never even heard of and just see how it goes. That's my version of a night out. Joe, what are you going to do? You going to a party? No, I'm going to go try a new Starbucks beverage. It sounds really good. But yeah, that's my takeaway from Coffee Talk. It's a great game, and I love it. Another game that I've been playing is the usual Crypt of the NecroDancer. For those of you that don't know, Crypt of the NecroDancer is a rhythm-based role-playing game where you basically hop to the beat of songs. You kill enemies to the songs. You collect gold. You spend money. Each game has levels that you progress through, and levels get more difficult leading up to a boss battle. And then once you beat the boss battle, you'll see more of the story. The game is a roguelike, so if you die, you do have to start over again. So the game takes a lot of practice. It's very, very built on that system of practice, learning the songs, learning the beats. If you are a big fan of rhythm-based games, I highly recommend it. It's a great game. But yeah, those are pretty much all of the games that I'm playing this week. If those of you at all want to get started on my show and talk about the games you're playing and maybe why you love them, why you might not like them, feel free to let me know, and you guys can star on the show. I know that a few of you are in the channel right now. If you want me to unmute you and talk about some games you're playing, let me know. I can unmute you, and you can just give a shout out. That works for me as well. But yeah, moving forward, feel free to let me know, and we can actually have this conversation. But yeah, I think it'd be fun, and yeah, just feel free to let me know. Anyway, the next portion of the show before we go, we're going to talk about the positive quote of the week. Every week I have a positive quote, and I think that for me, it's important to share more positivity because we live in a world that's always so negative, especially in this time during the pandemic. So we got to share some positivity. We got to share some love because, that's just how things work. You know, I'm Italian. I come from an Italian family. And one of the core values of Italian families is love. And, you know, one of our main mantras is don't go to bed angry. And that value always holds dear to me. And that's how I live my life. You know, I'm a very emotional person. And for me, it's all about, you know, trying to be more positive, trying to let go of that negativity or that anxiety and just having more positivity in my life. So the quote that I'm sharing is from Albert Einstein. The quote goes as follows. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. I'll say it one more time from Albert Einstein. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. I think it's a really cool quote because it's true. I mean, our lives are a bicycle, and the only way we can keep going is forward. We can't stop. We can't. We just got to keep going. And if crap happens in life, we might find ourselves throwing on those training wheels again, going slow. And then, you know, one day as we get more, as we gain more experience, we take those training wheels off and then we ride off into the sunset. But that's just how life works. You know, we are riding a bicycle. Sometimes you go slow. Sometimes you go fast. We learn a lot of lessons along the way. There's obstacles. That's just my interpretation of it. But I think it's a really good quote, and I love it. And lately, I feel like the path that I've been going through has been very hilly, a lot of ups and downs and obstacles all over the place. And I think very recently, I think I drove my bike off a cliff, and I like started tumbling. And I don't know where the hell I am now. I'm probably like in the middle of nowhere calling for help. My bike is like broken in half. That did not actually happen, but mentally maybe. But anyway, I love this quote, and I guess one of the big lessons I've always learned throughout my life is no matter how many times you fall off that bicycle, no matter how many times, you know, if you were pushed off the bicycle, you know, I wonder Now that I think about it, I wonder how many people actually get pushed off a bicycle. Like, just imagine just riding a bike and someone just goes, ugh, you just get pushed. Like, what a dick move. Anyway. So yeah, anyway, no matter how many times I fall off my bicycle, I always know that I'm going to get back on again and I'm going to go into life even bigger and better. And I encourage all of you out there who are riding your own bicycles through life to do the same. And if for whatever reason you're struggling to get back on, you know, reach out to friends, reach out to family, reach out to help. There's always going to be someone out there that'll help you get better and regain that smile on your face and, you know, start feeling the wind in your face on a bike again. Talking about bikes is really making me want to ride bikes. Like, I live in Chicago and it's snowing outside, so I wonder if there's any like indoor biking facilities or something. Maybe I'll get like a Peloton, a stationary bike. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, that's my positive quote for the week, and I'm really happy to share it. If any of you have positive quotes or if any of you want to share them, you can share them in the positivity only channel of the Discord channel. If you want to guest star on the show, also be sure to have your own positive quote. That way we can share them. And that pretty much wraps up the podcast for this week. Now, before I end the show, I'm going to talk about just some quick maintenance things. The Discord channel is available, and the Discord channel is The Italian Gamer. Feel free to recommend it to your friends, recommend the show to your friends. It's available anywhere podcasts are distributed. The Discord channel is a very small community at the moment, but it's also a very positive one. We're a small community, but we're very much like, you know, excited. We have GIFs, we have good mornings, good nights. We're very excited to be able to keep it growing. We have events that are going on soon. Like, for example, next week, I think February 5th, which is, wait, not February 5th. I'm sorry. I need to go back to my announcements. We're going to have a potential poetry night. I think I screwed up the date. It's not going to be February 5th. I'm sorry. It'll be, oh, no, it is February 5th. I'm looking at my January calendar. February 5th, which will be a new episode of The Italian Gamer. So that's next Friday. And then pending, we might have our first poetry corner night. The category is love. If you are interested, depending on demand, what I'm thinking of doing is getting into a lounge. And we all just kind of prepare some short poems. We share them and we vote on which one we think the best is. The winner will get a Starbucks gift card that will be sent to them. Depending on how it goes, we can do another one. We'll see how that goes. I also am hoping to do some gaming tournaments. So if you have a game you really like, or if you want to recommend a game that multiple people can play, we could do something like Super Smash Bros. Or we'll figure something out. Maybe even Jackbox Party Pack, Among Us. We'll figure something out and get everyone together. But yeah, that's what I'm excited for. And I might even do prizes again, like, you know, Amazon or Nintendo or something for people that do a great job. But yeah, that's pretty much the maintenance for the Discord. I want to thank Lynn for being a great moderator every day. So thank you so much. It's a shout out. I also want to thank Josh for being a great audience member and for watching my streams for my games. Thank you guys for being here. I also want to bring up one more thing, my game development. So My Vacation Pixel Paradise is still in development, and I want to throw a shout out to my artist and my composer, Daphne and Laz, for being amazing. Daphne has done an amazing job doing artwork for the game. She's currently working on some fantastic little pieces for some of the environments. Laz just finished a really awesome song. I'm really excited to be able to share that content very soon. My Vacation Pixel Paradise will be available on mobile first and PC, so for Steam. Right now, I'm working more on the development aspects of it that are focused more on like the shopping system, more of like getting the general controls going. I'm really, really excited to be able to continue posting updates very soon. 2021 might be the year of my vacation. We might finally see Pixile Island in its beauty. And this is a game that's been in development for almost 6 years. So I really want to get this game out the door. 2021's the year of Joe. It's the year of getting this game done. It's the year of getting it all just out the door and into players' hands. So I'm really, really excited to be able to share my Vacation Pixel Paradise very soon. But yeah, anyway, that's pretty much, that wraps up the entire show. Once again, this is the Italian Gamer Podcast. I'm Joe Amadeo. This ends the second episode. Be sure to tune in February 5th, next Friday, for the third episode. I will be sharing more video game news. For those of you that want to guest star, please let me know. And...
Crazy, do the mumble like a crazy woman.